From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with a classic track from Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, in a quartet from 1956, the album Work Time, with Ray Bryant on piano, George Morrow on bass, and Max Roach on drums. This is the opening track, There's No Business Like Show Business. We'll be right back. That's a quartet fronted by Warren Wolf on Vibes, from the 2013 release Wolfgang, featuring two different rhythm sections, this particular track featuring Aaron Deal on piano, Chris Funn bass, and Billy Williams Jr. on drums. We heard Grand Central. Before that, pianist Jerry Allen, the wife of trumpeter Wallace Roney, and a track from her 2004 release The Life of a Song. In a trio with Dave Holland on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, we heard Unconditional Love, and Sonny Rollins at the top of the set from 1956, There's No Business Like Show Business from Work Time. We'll begin this set with a track from Wallace Roney on trumpet, and this piece will also feature his wife, Jerry Allen, on piano, along with Ravi Coltrane, John Coltrane's son, on tenor sax, Christian McBride bass, and Kenny Washington on drums from 1999 and Wallace's album No Job Too Big or Small. It's his rendition of a Miles Davis tune, Solar. Thank you.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks that live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a room or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks that live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadow green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at the same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks that live on the
Now the bird with his original thing, Ornithology.
Thank you.
classic sounds from Charlie Parker on alto sax, recorded live sometime in 1948 at the Royal Roost in New York City, with a young Miles Davis on trumpet, Al Haig piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach, hearing him yet again this hour, on drums. Ornithology, a Charlie Parker classic from a 4-CD box set, the complete live performances on Savoy, containing Royal Roost performances from 1948 and 49, as well as a live set from Chicago, recorded in 1950. The vocal in the set from 1963, Bill Henderson, with the Oscar Peterson Trio, Bill Henderson on vocals, Oscar Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. From Bill Henderson with the Oscar Peterson Trio, we heard The Folks Who Live on the Hill, and we began the set with music from Wallace Roney on trumpet, interpreting the music of Miles Davis, Solar, from No Job Too Big or Small. It's all part of the jazz scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view program playlists and also listen to streaming audio of full-length episodes. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for the Jazz Scene, program number 1815. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Trey Wright and a track from his 2015 release, Songs from Oak Avenue. He's in a trio with Mark Miller on bass and Marion Patton on drums, and on several tracks on this release, they're joined by two special guests on sax, Mace Hibbard and Sam Skelton. This one's called Chance of Snow. Going back to 1960 for pianist André Previn and his trio, most folks who know the name André Previn often associate him either with classical music or film soundtracks, and rightfully so. But in the late 50s and early 60s, André released a very successful line of piano trio LPs, mainly for the Contemporary label. From the album Like Previn! Exclamation point, with Red Mitchell on bass and Frank Capp on drums, we heard Rosie Red. Another classic track from 1956, before that, from Ernie Henry on alto sax, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet. Also Kenny Drew, piano, Wilbur Ware, bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Originally from the LP presenting Ernie Henry, we heard Free Flight. It's also available as part of a CD from the Spanish Fresh Sound label. The album Ernie Henry Meets Kenny Dorham, containing two full-length mid-50s LPs, presenting Ernie Henry, and also the Kenny Dorham album Two Horns, Two Rhythm, which featured Mr. Henry on alto sax. And we began our final set of the hour with Trey Wright on guitar. From Songs from Oak Avenue, a 2015 CD, we heard Chance of Snow. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.